Реактор безаварийный, надежность 100%, безаварийный, звуки, слышите?
A Soviet official hysterically bellowing that there is no accident at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant is not the face the Russian nuclear power industry would like to project to the world at this time of Japan's nuclear leak in Fukushima. But this scene is featured in Innocent Saturday, a docudrama about the Chernobyl nuclear disaster that opened in movie theaters across Russia 1 month before the 25th anniversary of the explosion and fire at the Soviet power plant. The movie is banned in Belarus, the country that most suffered from the Chernobyl disaster. Last week, Belarus authorities signed a $9.4 billion deal with neighboring Russia to build two nuclear reactors. This export deal is part of a drive to make Rosatom, Russia's state-owned nuclear power company, the leading builder of nuclear reactors around the world. Building plants in Turkey, Bulgaria, India, China, and Iran, Rosatom says it is building one quarter of the 60 nuclear power plants under construction worldwide. To help this sales effort, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev posted an 8-minute video on his website saying Russian designs offered maximum safety barriers.
По-видимому, нужно не столько продлевать ресурс уже существующих, действующих станций, сколько...
He called for restrictions on construction of nuclear power plants in earthquake zones. But Russian environmentalists say the nuclear reactors are already in use in earthquake-prone areas of the former Soviet Union, in Armenia and in Rostov in southern Russia. Domestically, Russia plans to build another 11 reactors during the next decade, raising the nuclear portion of the nation's electricity from 16 to 25%. Overseas, Rosatom wants to triple sales to $50 billion by 2030. The head of the Russian environmental group, Ecodefense, Vladimir Slivyak, led an anti-nuclear protest Wednesday outside the headquarters of Rosatom in central Moscow. He says of the company's sales forecasts,
that's governmental propaganda. I do not believe they are able to sell that amount of reactors per year or even per decade. The Russian government now needs to spread as much propaganda as possible to make Russian people believe that Russian nuclear industry is great and much better than Western nuclear industry.
Slivyak says that 11 of the 32 nuclear reactors working in Russia are of the Chernobyl era, built with designs from the 1970s. One outside St. Petersburg just had its working life extended for 15 years. Last week, in light of the nuclear accident in Japan, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin ordered an across-the-board review of nuclear safety in Russia. But with electricity prices slated to rise by 15% this year, an election year, the government does not want to retire old reactors. Aging reactors are part of a wider problem. Modern-day Russia is coasting on infrastructure investments made during the final decades of the Soviet Union. A wake-up call came 2 summers ago when turbine bolts broke at Sayano-Shuskenskaya Dam, the largest hydroelectric plant in Russia. The ensuing water hammer pushed a 1,000-ton turbine into the air like a toy. The accident took 75 lives and caused damage that will take 4 years to repair. The accident was blamed on sloppy maintenance and metal fatigue in a plant installed 40 years ago. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel is suspending operation of 7 aging nuclear plants, pending the outcome of stress tests. The German leader made the move to head off a brewing anti-nuclear campaign. But Germany is far more densely populated than Russia. Here, in the world's largest nation, the attitude toward nuclear power is often out of sight, out of mind. Greenpeace Russia campaign director Ivan Blokhov says local opposition is often strong.
Something like 75 to 92% of population is totally against. But when people don't see a nuclear power station in their backyard, they simply don't care.
But with the Chernobyl anniversary coinciding with balmy spring weather, bigger anti-nuclear protests may be in store for Russia.
On April 26th, when 25th anniversary of Chernobyl will happen, and we are planning to organize bigger protests and probably more radical.
The mix of radiation leaking from Japan's damaged reactor compounded by the Chernobyl anniversary, may shift public attitudes in Russia, currently one of the world's strongest advocates of nuclear power. James Brook, VOA News, Moscow.